back to school right around the corner. And that's a good thing. Let's get you reading, writing, and arithmeticking at least. But also, let's make sure your feet are comfortable. Our next guest joins the morning show on behalf of the Michigan Podiatric Medical Association President. You are Dr. Joyce Patuas. Good morning to you, Dr. Patuas.
Good morning.
I'm glad you are here. Michigan Podiatric Medical Association President, which means you deal with feet a bunch.
Yes, it's kind of a mouthful, so I may say MPMA as we move forward.
Let's go with that. All right. Are you also a podiatrist by training?
Yes, I am a podiatrist, and I practice in Southeast Michigan, but we have many podiatrists all over the state, which you can find at mpma.org for any foot problems that you do have. But yes, I'm a practicing podiatrist and president for the state for the MPMA, and of course we are approaching back to school very quickly. My own son will be starting preschool, so this is a big year for me.
Fun. Will the importance of proper fitting shoes be important to his youth?
Of course, for any child, you can't start at too early of an age, and often I hear parents come in and they say, well, I thought it would just go away, and that is not true. Foot problems noticed at birth will not disappear by themselves, so don't ever hesitate to have your child's feet checked, to see a podiatrist to make sure that nothing is wrong, and if something is wrong, the faster that we address that, the better off they'll be throughout their life.
Awesome. Well, let's talk on some basic tips, if you would, on behalf of your MPMA. Children's feet change with age, correct?
Yes, they do. Shoe and sock sizes may change every few months, so check their feet frequently. We are not in the habit of doing that as adults, but for kids, we need to. Shoes that don't fit properly can aggravate their feet, so always make sure their feet are measured. Whether you do that at a shoe store, you can buy devices online to do that, or a podiatrist can do that for you. Watch for signs of irritation on their feet. Never hand down footwear. Just because it fits one child properly doesn't mean it will fit the other or the next child properly. And you can spread athlete's foot, nail fungus, warts. You want to examine their heels. Children may wear through the heels of their shoes quicker than the actual shoes themselves, and that can indicate a problem, so you want to be checked by a podiatrist. Take your child shoe shopping. It's fun for them. Every shoe fits differently also, and this will promote healthy foot habits down the road. You always want to buy for the larger foot. Everyone pretty much has a foot that's larger than the other, so make sure when you're measuring, you measure both feet. Buy shoes that do not need a break-in period. Shoes should be comfortable immediately, and if they're going to wear socks or tights with it, make sure you try it on with the socks. And consider a closed-toe shoe. It's more protective, especially when they're at school and playing and running around. And when you're looking for the actual shoe, look for a stiff heel. It shouldn't collapse. You also want to check the flexibility of the toes. You do want a little bit of flexibility at the toes. But when you get to the middle of the shoe, you don't want to be able to bend the shoe. And make sure it fits well, and laces and Velcro hold the foot in place better than a shoe that doesn't have that.
Yes, talking shoes and more, Dr. Joyce Patuas, on behalf of the MPMA podiatrist in our great state of Michigan. Let's talk additional advice for parents. If one has a concern about a way a little one is walking, again, early intervention still the key here?
Yes, it definitely is. Like I mentioned before, make sure that if you notice anything at birth or even when they're very small, when they first start walking, that you get it checked out. It will not go away. And hopefully if you get it checked out and it's nothing, it's better than just ignoring it till later in life. A youngster may not complain of pain, so that's not a reliable sign. You want to watch them walk, see if their feet turn out. Just, you know, keep an eye on how they're walking, or if when they do play a long time, they just stop, and they may not tell you what's going on, or they may not be able to yet. Also, going barefoot is a healthy activity for children under the right conditions, but you don't want your kids running around on dirty pavement or outside. They could cut themselves. They could sprain their ankle. Plantar warts are very common in children, so keep an eye out for that, and those are contagious. And then more children are involved in sports than ever before and at a younger age, so keep an eye out for any sports-related injuries, or if while they're playing you notice anything funny, then make sure you take them to a podiatrist, and we can talk about protective taping for their ankles, how to prevent sprains and fractures, or any other related injuries they may have.
How is, in general, Dr. Patuas, the field of podiatry? What's the educational plan for this? Where do you get your training?
We
are medical. Are you medical doctors?
We are doctors of podiatric medicine.
Yes,
and we complete 4 years of postgraduate training. Most of our, actually, almost all of our schools now are affiliated with an MD or a DO school, so we actually train with them. Following that, we do a 3-year residency program, and some people go on to do fellowships. So we are all trained in conservative care of the foot and also foot and ankle surgery. We also do wound care. So we have a wide variety of things that we treat. I know we're talking about kids today, but we do a lot with diabetic patients, whether that be children or adults. And so our training is pretty extensive.
And we runners with black toes, you probably want to give up on us.
Yes, runners are a whole different breed.
What's your final word for us when it comes to back-to-school shoe shopping and foot care?
I would say if you need more information, visit Buying Children's Shoes on our website at mpma.org. There's a YouTube video that you can watch, and you can get some more information. And if you still think that you need more information or that there's a problem, then please visit that same website and find a podiatrist in your area.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your good work, and we'll be taking that advice seriously. Take care.